3, 2, 1.
Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Now, TL, did you notice a little something different in that version of CC Rider?
No, tell me.
There was no orchestra behind him, and it was live.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did notice it was live.
Yeah, well, it is live.
But, no orchestra, yeah.
Well, and there's a reason for that. It's because this was outdoor.
Okay.
This is one of the few outdoor live shows that Elvis did. Now, we're going to give a little more detail about this in a little bit.
Right.
But first, we're going to get to a few songs, and then you're going to give them the meat, the story behind this.
Exactly.
But we are at the Houston Astrodome in 1974.
So this is from the Elvis Live at the Houston Astrodome 1974 limited edition CD deluxe set.
And that comes from the Memphis Recording Service. They put out a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah, they do.
So hour number one, that's what you're going to hear today. And like I said, we're going to give you a little more detail about this particular concert. And everything is going to be unique because Elvis did have to try to switch songs around.
Right.
Like he didn't do Trilogy in this show because that requires a lot of big sound.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do Trilogy without the horns and all that. You just can't.
So the Astrodome, it was originally a rodeo arena, wasn't it? So he's like out in the dirt and stuff. Yeah, in the middle of the...
He makes reference to that because when they got there, there was a on the wall that had all the acts playing. And Elvis will say, I'm act number 8 or something like that. You'll hear him joke
right
about
after
that.
The Bull Riders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where we're at. And then hour number two, we're going to stay in 1974 for a little bit. We're going to go to Memphis. And round out the year 1974. Then after that, we're going to get wild.
All right.
There's lots of rare songs you never heard him do live, only on rare occasions.
Okay, sounds good.
And there's one or two you may have heard him do live, but we've got a different type of version of it. More to that in a little bit. But right now, let's get rocking, let's get rolling. Here's Elvis in Houston at the Astrodome, 1974.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm event number 8. Well. Well, that's about it, folks. Well. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. She's my baby. Would you understand? Just treats me right. Never run on the streets. She can leave me alone. She knows a woman's place.
I wanted musicians that could play any type of music. Lead guitar players and bass, piano, who could play classical or anything, which those guys can. I auditioned musicians for days and days. Drummers.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way. Maybe trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me too, I kept traveling night and day. I kept chugging all the way. Maybe trying to get to you. Sing. There sad to reach you, baby. Spite of all you put me through, I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
You know, this is actually not the very first release of this particular concert.
Okay.
I know there's one that's called Event Number 8.
And
I don't know if that's the FTD version, but there's...
I think it is,
yeah,
actually.
There's a couple, yeah. Memphis Recording Service, they gave us the stereo sound of the Separations and this and that. So they did a lot of work on this one.
Right.
And you're hearing that now, because if we heard the original versions that are out there, you'd say, wow, what a difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with that being said, babe, tell us a little bit about this particular concert and about Houston and this and that.
Okay, so this was on March 3rd, 1974. Elvis actually performed two sold-out shows at the Houston Astrodome, part of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, drawing a record-breaking 88,498 fans.
That's a lot of human beings.
It was kind of thought that possibly Tom Parker was trying to test Elvis's appeal beyond Vegas, see how many people he could pack in.
Huh.
This was not just a concert. It was a significant event with one of the largest rodeo celebrations, which, as you said, Elvis famously joked about being event number 8.
Right.
The Astrodome was a massive venue. Huge. One of Elvis's biggest, obviously, besides his satellite televised Hawaii show.
He'll tell us a little bit about himself at the end of the show, by the way.
Right.
The end of hour one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Elvis's show at the Astrodome set a record for one-day attendance.
Wow.
A feat not surpassed until 1978 by Charlie Pride.
Gotcha.
Yeah, interesting, right?
Very.
The Astrodome performance was integrated into the larger Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, making it a unique experience compared to the Vegas. Parker may have chosen the Astrodome, like we were saying, to see about Elvis's reach. If that's the case, then I wish he would have just taken him out to Europe.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're an illegal alien. You can't do
that.
You
can't leave home.
All right. Here he is.
He goes down to an E below a low flat. Whatever that is. Low flat. I never heard of that. You heard of that, Ronnie? It's on your drum. Low flat. Chinese guy.
All shook up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I met you like a man on a budget tree. A friend saying I'm the one to bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Such a look, I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little shook up, but I'm feeling fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, you know my heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Thank you. Our first movie was Love Me Tender, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to sing a little bit of that for you. Very little.
Love me tender, love me true. Never let me go. You have made my dreams come true. And I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong, and we'll never part. Fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, a fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, the moon lights up the night. Up when you call my name,
Elvis.
I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, a fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, I had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare." He gives me fever with his kisses, a fever when he holds me tight, fever till you're dizzy, a fever all through the night. Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. The cats were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We gave you fever, fever if you live and learn, fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
You like that, did you?
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
I like the Love Me Tender because usually that's a kiss the girl song, and he messes this whole song up, stuck
he goes,
in face.
Yeah, really fast, like twice the pace.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's a little bit different.
Let me tender, let me chew.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
all
that was
right.
Good.
Okay, well, you got a whole lot more where this came from. TL's got a little more insight into this
mm-hmm.
whole concert from 1974 at the Houston Astrodome. And coming up in hour number two, we're going to Memphis, and we're going all over the country to hear some really rare tunes.
All right.
Live. Cool. All right. All happening right here, right now on
Blue Sway Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Well, hello.
This is Hank Hill. When I'm grilling with propane on a Sunday afternoon, there's nothing I'd rather do than make my blue suede connection. Now, dang it, Bobby, put down that flipper. That's my job. You ain't... We ain't... Y'all ain't... Nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound.
Thank you.
You know, there's a few songs that he had to take out of this show, like we were talking about earlier, because you need the orchestra for them, and
yeah.
Steamroller Blues was another one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He had to take that. That was a standard in 74.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And definitely Trilogy was a standard in 1974.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are hearing a couple of different ways or different tunes that he did.
Hmm.
All right, tell us a little bit more about the Houston Astrodome and this night.
Okay, so it's kind of interesting, and I was asking you whether or not we were going to hear this, but I guess we're going to see. But apparently the Houston performance was a massive size representation. But they're also saying that it had unique sound challenges, making the concert hard for the audio engineers to record and mix properly, which is probably why we're just now hearing
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because some of this stuff probably was not airworthy.
It wasn't.
And FTD did try to do some a while back, but, you know, still it wasn't probably very good. And as technology improves, and you know, then they get a chance to really make this stuff sound great.
Right.
Also, there was tension in the room because apparently there's a scene, I guess, of a young man running towards the stage during one of the shows, and it's highlighted the unique bond between Elvis and his audience. I guess the crowd reacted to the possible threat with a clear sense of tension.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if we're going to hear Elvis say something.
No,
if it was
I don't think you're doing this. No, you
maybe
won't.
Maybe it wasn't on this particular set. There is a couple CDs to this disc, but it's a lot of repeated songs.
Because
he did play two shows. So there's two shows in the set when you buy it. But, of course, we're not going to listen to the same songs over and over. So,
yeah.
Then, you know, this Houston performance was part of a broader comeback for Elvis. You know, he had revitalized after the 73 Aloha in Vegas, and now he was kind of hitting the road, revitalizing his career after a period of less active broad touring. He was just kind of sitting in Vegas.
I think 74 was the last great year.
Yeah.
I mean, he
had
greatness in 75.
I really liked 75 Spring Tours. Yeah. I thought was really good.
They're good.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the man. You know he's going to do gospel no matter where he's at.
Of course.
I'd like to ask my bass singer, Mr. J.D. Sumner, and the Stamps Quartet to sing one of my favorite songs, ladies and gentlemen, Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Deserve loving you and the kindness you show.
Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand.
Thank you very much. It's out of sight. Thank you very much. Beautiful.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know, I'll always want to be there, holding your hand and standing by to catch you fall, seeing you through in everything you do. Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night, let me change whatever's wrong and make it right. Let me take you to that wonderland that only you can share. All I ask you is let me be there. Watching you grow and going through the changes in your life, that's how I know, that's how I'll always want to be.
I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you, ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further. First, I'd like to introduce the young ladies on our show. Would you say hello to the Sweet Inspirations, please? The gentleman that did Why Me, Lord, Mr. J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. The little girl that does her high voice singing is Kathy Westmoreland. On the lead guitar is James Burton. On the rhythm guitar is John Wilkerson. Back here in a cage on drums is Ronnie Tutt. On the bass is Duke Bardwell. The guy that sings harmony with me, his name is Charlie Hodge. On the piano is Glenn Campbell, Glenn Hardin. A new group is with me, ladies and gentlemen. I call them Voice.
He's rocking and rolling there in 1974, the Houston Astrodome. That's what you're hearing right now.
That's good stuff.
Absolutely. It's all good stuff. It's Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a little bit more left of the Houston show, and then we're going to switch gears and go to Memphis.
Yeah.
And after that, we're going, like I said, we're going to hear some really rare stuff. I like that part of the show, too.
Nice.
He gave us so much. That's why we can continue to do shows every week on Blue Suede Connection.
Right, right.
All right. We hope you're digging what we're doing, and if you do enjoy it, we'd like to hear all about it.
540-227-0514. Tell us what you think and feel, folks, and we will put you on the air.
Suspicious mind. Much.
I'm really surprised that he did
Thank
that.
You.
Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
right.
the orchestra plays a big part in Suspicious Minds in the recorded version.
Yeah.
And
right.
in the live shows, they really enhanced the moving and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you but yeah, that's like a huge hit. He's got to play that.
Since we're talking about the live stuff, I was thinking about, what do you think? Give me, I'll tell you mine, or a couple of mine off the start that will give you time to think, but the best songs he did live. And I think you and I will agree that, obviously, How Great Thou Art.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the recorded versions are amazing. It's fantastic. But live, mm-hmm. you know, it's a whole different level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally different than what he did. So is, like, Hurt. Well, yeah. Hurt's really good on the record, too. But maybe My Way. You know, My
yeah,
Way
true.
Is a little different.
I think Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Bridge. Oh, Bridge. Yeah. Bridge is good live, too.
And as a big debate, was the 70 version better or the 72 version? I like 70. I think the voice was smoother.
Really?
It was more dramatic.
I really like the version on Elvis on Tour, which is 72. So
we very rarely differ, but on that one we do.
Yeah.
And, of course, Poke Salad live. You know, not that he recorded that.
Yeah, Poke Salad. Poke Salad's another visual that you really have to have.
And Suspicious Minds, what we just heard. You know, there are so many great live songs. And if you have a favorite live song, we'd love to know what your favorite is out there listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, call that number that TL gave a while ago. And she'll give it again before the show's over, so be sure to write it down when she does. Hey, we're going to come back, speaking of Poke Salad, we're going to come back with that. And speaking of How Great Thou Art, that's all coming up from Houston in 1974.
Mm.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
I have a few guilty pleasures in life. A good Texas steak, Sunday football, and, of course, the greatest pleasure in the world, cooking with propane and listening to Blue Suede Connection.
So mean. There lives a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Oh, Salad Annie, you got your granny. Yeah. And everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama wasn't working on the chain gang. Mean vicious. Every day before supper time, he'd go down by the truck pass, pick her a mess of folk salad, and carry it home in a twist. Folk salad,
they got the brand.
Yeah. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang.
Thank you.
What a difference that orchestra makes.
Oh, you know, my gosh, that's awesome.
I like that better without the orchestra.
Yeah, me too. It's so raw.
Yeah, and you hear, you can really hear the inspirations more. Mm-hmm. You can hear Tut pounding those drums.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But you can really, like I said, you can hear the clapping. The inspirations, you know, are doing the clapping with him, and I think it's the Stamps are doing it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's just so much more going on that you hear. I mean, I love the orchestrated versions, too. Don't get me wrong. I love it all.
Mm.
But some songs, I think that just really showed off the band and Elvis and the background
singers.
That
was great.
Really well on that one.
Yeah.
You know, LynnCreative.com, or actually mm-hmm. it's TheLynnCreative.com, put out the best seven albums, in their opinions, live albums from the 1970s. Here's our list. Okay. This is no particular order, okay? Crosby, Stills, and Nash from 1971. Their album is called Four Way Street Live.
Oh.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is called Gratitude from 1975.
Nice.
We've all heard of this album, Frampton Comes Alive.
Yep.
From 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney and Wings. Wings Over America from 1976.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I remember my sister had this album, Barry Manilow Live from 1977.
Really?
Hmm. Donna Summer Live and More from 1978.
Hmm.
And to top off the list, a guy named Elvis Presley with Aloha from Hawaii from 1973.
Of course, of course.
They say they're the best live albums from the 1970s.
You know what I can't stop doing? I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind. Such a long, lonely time. And I can't stop wanting you. Well, it's useless, useless to say. And so I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Well, those hacks.
Favorite gospel songs. This features the Stamps Quartet. It's How Great Thou Art.
Take me home, boy. humble adoration, and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. Then sing to my soul, I say,
thank you.
Then sing to my soul, Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, oh, how great thou art. Then sing to my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Thank you very much. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, Tia, you can't end an Elvis concert without the classic, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Absolutely.
Here it is.
I'd like to take this time to thank the people at the Astrodome for inviting me back again this year. But most of all, I'd like to thank you because of the energy crisis and everything. You drove all the way to see us and the Cowboys and the rodeo. I'd like to thank you very much. I'd like to tell you something else. This is the largest audience that I've ever sang to. So, it makes one a wee bit nervous, I'll tell you. Anyway, I'd like to sing this song especially for you.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Beverly Suede Connection.
Baby 11.
Rocking and rolling, doing one of those classic 50s tracks there in 1974.
Good stuff.
At his hometown there in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We're sticking to 1974 for a little bit longer. You know, we covered hour number one. It was all there in Houston, Texas.
Right.
And I thought, well, you know, 74 was a pretty big year for Elvis in concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that comes to mind, and I've contemplating many times about doing a show with this particular concert.
Okay.
But the sound quality just isn't what it needs to be.
Uh-huh.
And that's that opening night in Vegas in 1974.
Okay.
When he changed the whole set.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wanted to do a more rock and roll concert, and we've talked about it. The audience just...
Didn't they just release something with that?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, it's been talked about, okay. But it needs the Memphis Recording Service treatment.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they will.
It really needs to be cleaned up. But one day, if enough of you say, hey, call us or write and say, we'd really like to hear it, we'll do it. It's not going to be the greatest sound quality. That's all I can say. But it really is a unique concert.
Right.
But again, it's 1974 right now. We're in Memphis. Elvis went back home. That's where he loved to play. He's very at ease with the crowd here. You can tell.
Oh, yeah. He's at home.
He's
hey.
Having a good time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a few minutes of that. And then we're going to switch gears once again. We're going to start playing some rare alternate versions of songs he did live that you may have never heard. Our different version of that song.
Okay.
It sounds different. Like Mystery Train. You know, we all know how it goes. He goes into Tiger Man.
Right.
You know, and he does that in this. But I got a version coming up a little while from 1975. He just does it different.
Okay.
You guys will hear what I'm talking about.
Can't wait to hear it. I don't think I've heard it either.
Lots of cool stuff coming up. All right. Memphis, Tennessee. He didn't do this song in Houston the first hour because you need an orchestra to go with this one.
Hmm.
Chocolate.
steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a seaman in the train. The train earned a burn funk. I'm a seaman mixer.
One of my favorite classics he did. And I
will write a biography about you. So
I just don't feel that it's time yet. You know, maybe I will someday, but not right now.
I was going to talk about that right now. What do you think would have happened if Elvis had wrote his own biography? You know, there's a million books written about Elvis. There's tons of people saying he did this, felt that. Mm-hmm. Tell us what he thought. They don't know that for sure.
Right.
But if he had got to write his own biography, wonder what we would have learned.
I just can't even imagine. Yeah. I think he would have talked a lot about maybe fatherhood and faith and spiritualism.
Right.
And maybe he would have shared some stories of the old days, but I bet you he might have just kind of strayed from that because he could be naughty at times.
Yeah,
you know, he was a young man doing naughty things,
right,
maybe. And he might not want to relive that completely for sure. Plus, privacy is always a thing. So,
but it's a fun thought, isn't it?
Oh, I would have loved to have heard what his intimate thoughts on things were. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if it was him or it was Parker the most that Elvis said he would have liked to have went on the Tonight Show. He wanted to do things like that.
Yeah, well,
so
Parker
said,
thought that by keeping him sort of under wraps made him mysterious.
Yeah.
And it kind of did. And it kind of also allowed us to form our own opinions about him that we don't really know. So it keeps him really golden. Even to this day, even the few bad things people do try to say about him isn't proven.
I just think he'd have been great with Johnny Carson.
No, he would have been. He had a hilarious sense of humor.
He did. Yeah. And, but people don't get, only if you have the albums and you hear the concerts, you hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him, maybe, about Uncle John. He claims he got the music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Oh, 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 baby. Yeah. Hey, baby. Have some fun tonight. She's a real sweet, she got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Hey, baby. That was some fun tonight. I saw J.D., bald-headed Sally. You saw Mary coming in and jumping in the alley. Oh,
jump.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away. It's your land.
Sing it, love.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie.
Where I was born, heard a Lord one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
T, remember I told you that rare, a different type version of Mystery Train was coming up?
Right.
It's going to happen right after this.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God find the answer? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
You're cool, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because you made the connection. The Blue Suede Connection. Rock and roll, baby!
Sixteenth, hold you long.
and cavalry. Train, train, coming on, round the bend. Train, train, coming on, round the bend.
That was a little different, huh?
I love it.
A little different delivery there in the beginning. He played around with it a little bit. I thought, yeah, let's try that one.
Yeah, out. Very good. Very good.
All right. You got something interesting you want to share with us here?
All right. So we are talking about how many of Elvis's songs are widely appreciated, but how many stand out as more underrated gems? And now we've done whole shows on underrated gems, including songs like I've Lost You, It Hurts Me, The Power of Love, Fame and Fortune, Girl Am I Best Friend. Here are some more detailed looks at some songs. So I've Lost You, many find this song to be a standout due to its beautiful harmonization and the powerful vocals.
I get that.
It Hurts Me, this song is co-written by Charlie Daniels.
I didn't know that.
No, was written in 1964 and released as a B-side of a movie track. It Hurts Me is like one of my favorites.
Very interesting.
Power of Love, this is a song that some fans feel doesn't receive enough attention. Definitely. That's
a great
song.
Yeah.
Fame and Fortune, this song is another example of Elvis's ability to create compelling narrative.
One of my favorites.
The Girl Am I Best Friend, this is another song that some fans feel don't receive enough attention.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Heart of Rome, I don't know. This song is worth mentioning, even though it's not super well known. It's an okay song.
It's
good. My Babe, loved it.
Love it.
Elvis performed this Willie Dixon song mostly in Vegas.
Yeah.
Girl Next Door Went a Walkin'. I love this song.
My
this is
album.
On Elvis's Back. Yep. Yeah. Love it. Shopping Around. Also another good one from G.I. Blues.
Great soundtrack song. Yeah.
No More from Blue Hawaii.
Yeah.
Love that song. Mm-hmm. Down in the Alley. Sung by the Clovers. Elvis included it in the Spin Out movie album.
Yeah.
I Got a Feeling in My Body. Great.
Wow, yeah.
From Stax, Good Times album. Wonderful. So that's just a short list, but we could go on and on. We've done whole shows on this.
It's
so.
Good stuff right there. All right, Faded Love was a great song, right?
Exactly.
Didn't do it in concert, but once or twice, here it is.
Faded Love, the intro. Said goodbye, I remember, for our faded love.
Charlie.
I miss you, darling, more and more every day. And heaven is gone. We left the heart behind. Think of you.
Thank you very much. You're a fantastic audience.
Don't mention his name.
Ooh.
You could have said maybe Alvis, and then one wouldn't know who you were talking about. Or maybe Alan.
Yeah.
Or Crazy.
Mm.
These are nicknames. We've talked about nicknames in the past, but there's a couple more here that we didn't go over.
I think I would know if you'd said that to me.
The Big E. We know the Big E.
Yeah.
We know the Memphis Flash.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the Tupelo Tornado.
Yeah.
The one he despised more than any, Elvis
the Pelvis.
Tiger Man.
Yeah, I love that one.
John Burroughs.
Yep.
E.
Mm-hmm.
Or add a P to it, EP.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Hillbilly Cat. I don't think he liked that one so much either.
Probably not.
He really didn't like this one, The King.
Yeah, no, he didn't like that.
He did not like being called The King. And, of course, in Vegas, in the first round when he bombed, they appealed him as the Atomic-Powered Singer.
Right, that's a ding-dong name.
Wasn't an Atomic-Powered crowd.
No, they sound like they're asleep. Somebody take out the cattle prods.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of trouble.
Mm.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed man, who's a jack because I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil. So don't you mess around with me. I never look for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders. I'm no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. You wanna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone, because I'm evil.
Evil.
My middle name is Misery. All right, all right.
Evil.
Well, I'm evil.
Evil.
So don't you mess around. Because he's crazy.
Evil.
Middle name is Misery.
Evil.
Well, I'm evil.
Evil.
So don't you mess around with me.
You like that song, Snowbird? We don't know it, but if you like it, we'll... Anybody know it? How's it start and how's it finish? What's the middle of it? I got the rest of it. Just bring a stool up here. Let me sit down, man. You know, I ain't going to work too hard tonight. I'm just going to do eating. Oh, shut up. That's too slow. I didn't get it. You don't have that, boy, man, hold it. You don't have that bird going about like that, you know. It's got, you know, Snowbird cuts out. His feet the snowy mantle cold. Wait a minute, fellas, hold it. God bless America and some parts of China. Okay, do it. Yeah, that's how birds fly. Beneath the smelly mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its cold to turn to green. Snowbird sings the song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young even too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. Such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's a thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow bag with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. To say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. Snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from that day. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly. Thank you very much. What you got on, you mind?
Promise land. Get on it, ride, John. I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on North Carolina. Had motor trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. The hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in New Orleans. Somebody helped me get out of Louisiana, just helped me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Hey,
mistake. On the party flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Yeah. I said, swing a low chariot, calm down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Let your engines and cool your wings and make it to the telephone. Now Los Angeles, we meet Norfolk, Virginia, type 104-1009. Telephone stuck on the super promise man, calling in the full boys on the line. Hey, baby!
Baby, you know, and you have in your hands information on the most successful live Elvis album, don't you?
I sure do.
Don't tell us what it is now, but you're going to tell us right after this and right after we get out of the alley, right?
That's right.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Like Elvis always says, it's a one for the money and a two for the show. Well, me and Cousin Goober are ready to go, cat, go. On Blue Suede Connection, Shazam!
Down in the alley, just you and me. We're going balling till 3:30. We're just rocking and reeling. We'll get that feeling down in the alley, just you and me. You now and dig you later, 'cause you're a fine sweet potato. We'll have a ball and that ain't all, down in the alley, oh baby G. The clock is striking a mournful sound. This time of evening, my love comes down. We're rocking and reeling. We'll get that feeling down in the alley, just you and me.
Thank you.
See, the Vegas crowd appreciated that one.
Absolutely.
They were into it.
So what are or what is Elvis Presley's highest grossing live albums?
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm thinking when you say that, 90% of people listening are probably thinking Aloha.
Uh-huh.
Aloha from Hawaii.
Right, yeah. So this is in terms of sales and impact.
Okay.
So Elvis's recorded live at Madison Square Garden and the Aloha from Hawaii via satellite. Both albums were major successes in the 70s and are considered amongst the best-selling live albums of the decade.
Cool.
Here's a breakdown, though, of why. Okay.
So
recorded at Madison Square Garden, this album, recorded in 1972, was Elvis's first live concert in New York City since the 50s.
Right, right.
It became a triple platinum certified album and was a significant commercial success.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha from Hawaii via satellite, 1973, was recorded during Elvis's historic live concert broadcast via satellite, which was watched by over 1 billion viewers worldwide.
Right. We've all seen
that. It was also a significant seller and is considered one of the best-selling live albums of the 70s, along with recorded at Madison Square Garden. The recorded at Madison Square Garden by American singer-musician Elvis Presley, this is what they say, released in late 1972. It peaked at number 11 on the top 200 U.S. Billboard album chart on September 9, 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded at Madison Square Garden, Saturday, June 10th, 1972. The concert and the subsequent album were promoted as being Presley's first live concert in the Big Apple since 1950.
Nice.
The album was certified gold on August 4th, 1972, platinum 1988, double platinum 1992, triple platinum 99.
Wow.
Yeah, it just goes on. Along with the Aloha from Hawaii, Satellite is also one of the best-selling live albums of the 70s.
Very cool. So they are two of the biggest. They are the biggest. They really are.
Yep.
I can't argue with that.
Yep.
Although I think Memphis 74 is.
I think it's pretty doggone good.
Me too.
Little sister, baby. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice. Ladies and gentlemen. And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yeah, shadows follow me
and you love me too. Your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once the page is read, all but love is dead. This is my dream. Shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I won't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around,
let's do something like It's Now or Never. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I waited a lifetime, waiting for the right time. Now that you're here, time is near. At last, it's now or never. Come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow it's now or never, my love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow
a really cool version there from Lake Tahoe in 1974.
I love that.
Well, baby, I hope you had fun today.
Well, this was a blast. Thank you, honey, for putting this together.
Oh, yeah. Quite a variety-filled show today. All live, but all different types of live.
Yeah, it was good. But that first hour, really amazing. Really amazing, people. If you missed it, come on over to our website at bluesuedeconnection.com, and you can hear it again.
All right, folks, we're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
The first time. Just for Sheila.
The first time. ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gifts you gave. And the empty skies, my love, to the dark and the empty sky. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my head. Like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command. Oh,
out of sight. Fantastic. Thank you.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Ebby, 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 Ebby,